天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将带领我们继续来学习十字架上这个系列的讯息。亲爱的听众朋友们，你是否依旧会自己是否能够上天堂而感到疑惑呢？是否为接受主耶稣而徘徊不前呢？是否还在怀疑自己的救恩呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，来听听看麦克牧师对于我们这些疑问所做的解答吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It's always a delight to know that you are there listening to this program.
很高兴你能收听我们这个节目。
We have begun in the last message talking about the seven statements from the cross.
上一次节目我们开始讲十架七言，也就是耶稣在十字架上所说的七句话。
The first one was, Father, forgive them.
第一句话就是，父啊，赦免他们。
And then the second one, which we're going to look at today, was the practice of that forgiving.
今天我们要讲第二句，其实也就是把赦免的真理实践出来。
Let me begin by telling you a story.
让我先给你说一个故事。
The French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte was one day reviewing his troops when his horse bolted out of control.
有一天，当法国皇帝拿破仑检阅他军队时，他的坐骑突然失控狂奔。
So a young private leaped from the ranks and quickly calmed the animal.
有一个年轻的士兵从队伍里冲出来，很快的就把马儿平静下来。
Napoleon said to him, "Thank you, Captain."
拿破仑对他说，谢谢你，上尉。
And thus he bestowed upon the private an instant promotion.
就这么样，他当场就把小兵升为军官。
Smiling proudly, the soldier inquired, "Of what regiment, sir?"
士兵很荣幸地笑着问，皇上，我属于哪个军团的？
Of my guard, replied Bonaparte as he dashed down the lines.
拿破仑骑着马风驰而去，临走前他说，我的御林军呢？
Immediately assuming his new rank, the private turned captain walked over to join a group of staff officers.
这个刚升级的上尉立刻走进一群军官那里。
One of the officers said, "What is this insolent fellow doing here?"
其中有一个军官说，这个无礼的小子在这里干什么呀？
"I am captain of the guard," says the young man.
那年轻人说，我是御林军的队长。
And the officer said, "You rascal, you are just a private. What makes you think you're a captain?"
军官说，你这鲁莽的小子只不过是个小兵啊，凭什么说自己是队长？
At that moment, the young man pointed to the emperor and confidently responded, "He said it."
年轻人指指皇帝，胸有成竹地回答，是他说的。
I beg your pardon, captain, the officer answered politely.
军官立刻很有礼貌地说，上尉，对不起。
I was not aware of your promotion.
我不知道你升了级。
That soldier did not feel like a captain.
那士兵并不觉得自己是队长。
Nor did he wear the insignia of a captain.
也没有戴上队长的徽章。
All he had was the word of the emperor, and that was enough.
他的凭据就是皇帝的承诺，那已经足够有余了。
The true Christians have the assurance of their salvation.
真正的基督徒都有救恩的确据。
True Christian can be sure of heaven right now, not because of how good they are.
真正的基督徒现在就有进天堂的确据，这不是因为他们有多好，
or how righteous they are，
也不是因为他们有多么正直，
no，
都不是。
The assurance of salvation stems from the fact that God said it.
得救的确据是基于神的话。
God promised it through Jesus Christ.
神借着耶稣基督做出应许。
Our emperor said it.
我们的王如此应许。
Our Lord said it.
我们的主如此应许。
Now what did he say?
那他应许了什么呢？
He said that all those who come to Jesus Christ by faith will be eternally saved.
他应许凡凭着信心接受耶稣基督的就必永远得救。
Today we come to see Jesus' exercise of his divine prerogative in forgiving sin and assuring us of salvation.
今天我们要来看看耶稣行使他的赦罪特权并给我们救恩的确据。
If you have a Bible, turn to Luke 23.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到路加福音第二十三章。
Beginning at verse 39.
从第三十九节开始。
This is the last conversation that our Lord had with another before his death.
这是主耶稣死前跟别人最后的谈话。
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, said the thief on his right hand.
在主耶稣右边的强盗说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
All the four Gospels record that Jesus was crucified with two others. Why?
四本福音书都记载主耶稣跟另外两个人一同钉十字架，为什么呢？
This happened in order to fulfill the prophecies.
这件事应验了先知的预言。
It was 700 years before Christ that Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 53 that he will number with his transgressors.
耶稣出生前700年，先知以赛亚在以赛亚书53章里就预言到，他被列在罪犯之中。
This is the gospel in a miniature.
这就如同一个福音的缩影。
The reason this is the gospel in a miniature or the gospel in a capsule is because it shows that there are two ways in which men and women can react to Jesus.
我们形容这是福音的缩影或是福音的模式，因为其中显示一般人对耶稣不外乎有两种反应。
There are two ways in which Jesus reacts to humanity.
主耶稣对人类也有两种不同的回应。
On the cross, there was the reaction of rejection and the reaction of acceptance.
在十字架上有拒绝也有接受。
There is no neutrality.
没有中立地带。
Jesus said, those who are not with me are against me.
主耶稣说，不与我相合的就是敌我的。
First, let's look at the one who rejected Jesus.
让我们先看一看那个拒绝耶稣的人。
One of the criminals who hung there kept on blaspheming him.
挂在十字架上的其中一个犯人一直亵渎耶稣。
The repentant criminal may have reviled Jesus too, but never blasphemed.
那个认罪悔改的犯人可能也辱骂耶稣，但是他没有亵渎他。
He called into question the power and the dignity of the Son of God, but never rejected him.
他对神儿子的能力和尊严提出疑问。却没有拒绝他。
These criminals were not petty thieves or muggers.
这些罪犯不是普通的小偷或劫匪。
The word is a technical word which means a zealot or a plotter to overthrow the government or a revolutionary.
那是一个专有名词，专指那些狂热分子或是密谋推翻政府的革命党人。
The Romans did not crucify for petty theft.Only for disloyalty to Caesar.
罗马人不会把小偷钉十字架，他们只把那些背叛凯撒大帝的人钉十字架。
The criminal who blasphemed echoed the cry of the crowd, "You are the Christ, aren't you? Save yourself and us."
那个亵渎耶稣的犯人附和着群众的呐喊，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们呢。
You feel the bitterness in that sentence.
你可以感受到他的话中带着苦涩。
He may have been one of the crowd on Palm Sunday who cried out, "Hosanna, save now!"
很可能在棕榈节那天，他也夹杂在群众当中，大声呼喊，何撒那，现在来拯救我们吧。
He may have been misled in thinking that Jesus was the fulfillment of his political ambitions.
他可能误以为耶稣能完成他的政治野心。
He may have been misled in thinking that Jesus was the fulfillment of his career aspiration.
他可能误以为耶稣能成就他事业上的抱负。
He may have been misled in thinking that Jesus was the fulfillment of his national dreams.
他可能误以为耶稣能实现他的国家梦想。
And now his ambitions, his aspirations, and his dreams are shattered.
现在他的政治野心、事业抱负和国家梦想都落空了。
Now he saw Jesus to be weak on the cross.
现在他看到十字架上的耶稣那么软弱无能。
I found that most people who have bitterness toward God are the people who pray to God for selfish reasons.
我发觉大部分埋怨神的人都曾经为自己的利益祷告。
When God does not answer their prayer the way they expect it, they become mad with God.
当神没有按照他们所期望的方式应允他们，他们就会迁怒于神。
But then there was another criminal.
但是那里还有另外一个犯人。
This criminal was equally zealous and equally accused and equally reviling Jesus.
这个犯人也同样的对政治充满热忱，也同样的控诉耶稣，辱骂耶稣。
But we know that as the nails were splitting his hands, he had heard something from Jesus that he had never heard before.
但是我们知道，当这人的手被铁钉刺穿时，他听见耶稣所说的话，是他从来没有听到过的。
He heard Jesus to be saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他听到耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Perhaps it was these words that transformed a reviler to a repenter.
也许就是这句话改变了他，从一个辱骂耶稣的人成为认罪悔改者。
Perhaps it was these words that transformed a doubter to a believer.
也许就是这句话改变了他，从怀疑论者成为真实的信徒。
But ultimately, I have to say that it was the grace of God.
但我认为最终还是神的恩典。
What this repentant criminal had said in four short sentences was not only acknowledgement of who Jesus was.
这个认罪悔改的犯人说了短短四句话，不仅表示他认清楚了耶稣是谁。
What he said was not only a repentance and surrender to Jesus' lordship.
他所说的不仅表明他愿意悔改，并完全降服在耶稣的主权之下。
It was not only a request.
那不仅是一个恳求而已。
But it was also a rebuke to his comrades in arms.
也是在责备和他一同挂在十字架上的另一个犯人。
He said to his comrade, Do you not even fear God?
他对那个同伴说，你还不怕神吗？
Man, you're about to face God and you are going to end your life with blasphemy and bitterness toward God.
你很快要面对神，快要死了，还敢亵渎神，怨恨神吗？
These two men were fellow zealots.
这两个人同是狂热的革命党徒。
These two men were friends.
这两个人是朋友。
Both were reviling Jesus together.
他们一同辱骂耶稣。
But as the repentant one repents and gives his life to Jesus Christ, he rebukes his friend.
但是当那个认罪悔改的犯人把生命交给主耶稣时，他责备他的朋友。
My listening friend, I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我说。
Now, when you come to Jesus Christ, one thing is inevitable and unavoidable, and you cannot sidestep it.
当你归向主耶稣基督，有一件事情是无法避免的。
When you come to Jesus Christ, there will be a gap between you and your former friends.
当你归向主耶稣基督，你跟以前的朋友就有了隔阂。
There is a line that has been drawn between you and your former partners in sin.
你跟你那些人在罪中的朋友之间是有界限的。
The day has to come when you say, Fellas, I don't enjoy your jokes anymore.
终有一天你会说，老朋友，我不再喜欢听你们无聊的笑话了。
I don't enjoy your blasphemy anymore.
我不再喜欢听你们亵渎的言语。
But come with me to the Savior.
跟我到救主这里吧。
Just as he has forgiven me.
就像他赦免了我的罪一样。
Just as he delivered me.
就像他拯救了我一样。
He can deliver you too.
他也能拯救你。
This zealot was not a theologian.
这个革命党徒不是神学家。
He prayed no long and profound prayers.
他的祷告不是长篇大论，也不深奥。
He did not try to find an excuse for his sin.
他没有为自己的罪找借口推脱。
He merely said, Jesus, remember me when I come into your kingdom.
他只是说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Look at the element of faith in this man as he was dying on the cross.
让我们看看这人的信心，那时候他挂在十字架上快要死了。
He offered no excuse and no explanation.
他没有找任何借口，也没有诸多解释。
He did not plead extenuating circumstances.
他没提出一些情有可原的环境因素来减轻罪过。
He simply said, Jesus, remember me.
他只是说，耶稣啊，求你纪念我。
A young man once said to me,
有一个年轻人曾对我说，
I refuse to believe in God, and my parents will have to get the blame for that.
我拒绝相信神，这都怪我的父母啊。
They tore up the marriage and they ruined my life. They are to blame.
他们婚姻破裂，毁了我的一生，都是他们的错。
But this man dying on the cross gave no excuse.
但是这个在十字架上快要死的人没有找借口。
In fact, he said to his comrade, "We are getting what we deserve."
事实上，他跟他的同伴说，我们是咎由自取。
Now you understand why I said this is the gospel in a capsule.
现在你明白为什么我说这是福音的模式。
He was not only acknowledging his sin.
他不单承认自己的罪。
He not only offered no excuses.
他不单没有给自己找借口。
But he adds a word of testimony about Jesus.
他还为主耶稣做见证。
This criminal's great testimony was, this man has done nothing wrong or anything out of place.
这犯人所说的伟大见证就是，这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
He came from reviling Jesus to testifying for Jesus all in a very short period of time.
在很短的时间里，他从辱骂耶稣转变成为耶稣做见证。
That is the power of the gospel.
这就是福音的大能。
The man does not ask to be saved from the cross.
这人没有求耶稣把他从十字架上救下来。
He only asked that somehow, sometime in the distant eternity, he would remember him when he comes into his kingdom.
他只是求耶稣，将来有一天在永恒的国度里，耶稣会记得他。
No doubt this dying criminal saw on top of Jesus' cross those words, King of the Jews.
毫无疑问的，这个垂死的犯人一定看到耶稣十字架上的牌子写着犹太人的王。
And that was enough for him to believe that this was the Messiah King.
这就已经足够让他相信耶稣就是弥赛亚，他是王。
So in humility he cried out, Jesus, remember me.
所以他谦卑地呼求，耶稣啊，求你纪念我。
I want you to remember some things here.
我要你记住几件事情。
Remember that all his disciples except John had fled.
记住，这时候除了约翰以外，其他门徒都逃跑了。
Remember that the government had rejected Jesus.
记住，这时候罗马政府是反对耶稣的。
Remember that the organized religion had repudiated him.
记住，这时候宗教当局完全否定他。
Remember that the mob had reviled him.
请记住，群众都在辱骂他。
This man had no evidence of who Jesus was, and yet, by the grace of God, he looked over and said, Jesus, remember me.
这个人本来不晓得耶稣是谁，但在神的恩典下，他看着耶稣就说，求你纪念我。
Others have seen Jesus raise the dead, open the eyes of the blind, heal the sick, and yet they did not believe.
其他人看过耶稣叫死人复活，开盲人的眼睛，医治患病者，但是他们不肯相信。
Yet this man sees Jesus dying on the cross and he surrenders to him.
可是这人看着在十字架上垂死的耶稣，就向他降服，把生命交给主。
There were two reactions to Jesus and they symbolize humanity's reaction to Jesus.
这里我们看到人对主耶稣有两种回应，代表着全人类对耶稣的回应。
It is only in two ways. One rejects him, the other accepts him.
只有两种回应，要不是拒绝他，就是接受他。
This has been and will always be the case with Jesus until he comes back.
直到主耶稣再回来之前， 人都是这么样回应神的。
You either accept him or reject him.
你要么接受他，不然你就拒绝他。
Universalism that says everyone will make it to heaven is not Christianity.
宇宙神教说每一个人都可以进天堂，这不是基督教的信仰。
It is very important to see Jesus' reaction to these men.
让我们看主耶稣怎么样回应他们，那是非常重要的。
Jesus did not get bogged down and get preoccupied with his pain to assure repentant sinners.
耶稣并没有沉溺于自己极大的痛苦，而顾不了愿意悔改的罪人，不给他赦罪的确据。
This thought hit me in a very special way.
这一点带给我特殊的冲击和提醒。
For if there's one thing a busy person like myself fights against all the time is preoccupation.
像我这么忙的人，最大的挣扎就在于如何避免被某些事情占据我全部的心思。
Preoccupation with very busy schedule.
整天担心着繁忙的日程表。
Preoccupation with the needs of people.
整天担心着人群的需要。
But thank God, Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, the one who split the ages into AD and BC, was not too preoccupied to save this man.
但是感谢神，永生神的儿子耶稣基督，是他把时间分为公元前和公元后的，他并没有沉溺在自己的痛苦里而不拯救这个人。
Thank God that the one who is the rock of ages was not too preoccupied to help repentant sinner.
感谢神，那称为万古磐石的耶稣，并没有因过于专注其他的事而不去帮助认罪悔改的罪人。
Thank God that the one who is the great high priest was not too preoccupied to answer this man's request.
感谢神，那称为最高的大祭司，并没有因过于专注其他的事而不回应这个人的恳求。
Don't ever think that God is too preoccupied in running the universe to care about you.
千万不要认为神忙于管理整个宇宙而无暇照顾你。
In fact, Jesus gave this man more than he asked for.
事实上，主耶稣给这个人的超过他所想所求。
This man thought that salvation is somehow, some way down the road, a long way off.
这个人原来以为救恩是很遥远的事。
But Jesus says, no, today you will be with me in paradise.
但耶稣说，今天你要同我在乐园里了。
The man did not ask to go to paradise with Jesus.
这人没有要求跟主耶稣到乐园去。
But Jesus says, today you shall be with me in paradise.
但是耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Paradise is a word that is used to describe the Garden of Eden.
乐园这个词通常用来形容伊甸园。
It was a walled, formal, beautiful garden.
一个有围墙、井井有条、美丽的花园。
It conjures all that you and I long for.
是你和我梦寐以求的。
Peace, security, happiness, and pleasantness.
满有和平、安全、喜乐和欢愉。
The Lord said, "Today you will be with me."
主说，今日你要同我在一起了。
Friends, I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心地听着我说。
It is too late for a person after he dies to make it to heaven.
人等到死后才想如何去进天堂，为时已晚。
You either know that you're going to heaven now or you're not.
你今天就该确定自己会到天堂，否则你是去不了的了。
There is no second chance.
没有第二个机会了。
So you need to come to Christ now.
所以你现在就要来到耶稣基督的跟前。
Jesus said that only repentant sinners will be with him in paradise.
耶稣说，只有认罪悔改的罪人才会跟他同在乐园里。
Jesus said, "Those who acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven."
耶稣说，凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他。
Jesus said, "Those who honor me, I shall honor."
耶稣说。尊重我的，我必尊重他。
There is a hymn that goes something like this.
有一首诗歌这么说。
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn for Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stain.
今有一处宝血活泉，从救主身发源，罪人只要在此一洗，能除全身罪愆。
Will you come to him today?
你今天愿意来到他跟前吗？
If that is your desire, I want you to pray the following prayer with me.
如果这是你心里所想的，我请你跟我一同祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父神，
I repent of my sin.
我承认犯罪需要悔改。
I turn to Jesus Christ and receive him as my Savior.
我归向耶稣基督，并接受他做我的救主。
Give me the strength and the power to live for him.
求赐我力量为主而活。
In his name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，对罪的认知与悔改是我们能否接受主耶稣的关键。记得小环从第一次听到福音到真正的接受神长达5年，因为小环自己一直不承认自己是个罪人，并且认为罪是杀人放火等很 criminal 的事实。可是呢，真正的罪是不认识神，不承认神在我们生命中的主权。弟兄姐妹们，愿我们不是一个挂名的基督徒，而是一个真正的愿意匍匐在神的面前认罪悔改，求他成为我们生命的主的基督徒。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。心的心